and practice here. Amen. So we're looking at a series that started a while ago. This should be the fifth section. Is it six? It's fifth section. You don't even know what I'm about to talk about. Fifth section, I'm teaching you on the school of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The school of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1. The school of the Spirit. Say, well, Pastor, what you taught us last week was not so that we went around on Thursday. That was why you don't have some teaching on. We rounded that up last week. We be brethren. That was done last week. Amen. So, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, and I explain that to you so you understand. When I say, the Lord God created the heavens and the earth, and I said, that is the Hebrew word,
some people will listen to me and say, oh, okay, yeah, I'm correct. Reshit Elohim bara shamayim et eret. Yeah. Reshit Elohim bara shamayim et eret. I said, what it means there, if I'm to do that translation, I'll put it as, in the beginning, God created the heavens in the earth. Amen. The word et there, E-T-H, et eret, is not a conjunction, but a preposition. Hallelujah. So he said, God created the heavens in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The heavens in the earth. So, we've been looking at that. God created the heavens in the earth. I would say Moses is not writing creation of matter. We say so, right? We're going to have practical classes. So, just be relaxed. Amen. Moses was not writing matter. Moses was writing about the oracles of God from a known history. Writing the oracles of God. So he opened up with heavens and the earth. I would say the heavens and the earth, Shamayim, heavens, is used for the immaterial. Now, heaven, from what I've been showing you, is not a distance away from the earth. I said that to us. Heaven is not a distance away from the earth. It's not. Amen. Heavens is in the earth. Glory to God. Heavens is where? In the earth. Heaven is in the earth. It's used for the immaterial world. In the earth. Genesis 1, verses 4. It says, look at verses 5. He says, and God said, call the light day, and the darkness is called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be firmament. That is the word Shamayim. Firmament. Amen. He calls it firmament there. Hallelujah. Firmament to divide the waters, to divide in the midst of the waters and divide the waters from the waters. So it's referring to the sky. The sky. Hope you're following me. He calls the sky heaven. Sky, not another planet. So heaven is within the earth. In verses 26, he calls it the air. We also said the heaven is where God dwells, the immaterial world. And I said, Moses opens up for you to see that the world, the earth, when you say heavens and the earth, he shows you that the earth itself is a supernatural world. It opens up with a supernatural world, heaven and the earth. Did you see that? A supernatural world. So the earth is created in a supernatural order. Hope you're hearing me. The earth is created in a supernatural order. Very vital, but much more, Moses uses the word heaven for God. Hope you're following me. For God, yeah. So that's why when he shows you verses 2, he shows you the earth is out of heaven, he says it's tohu abohu, is empty and void. Tohu abohu, empty and void, confusion. And it says the right order of things is heaven and earth. Did you see that? Heaven and earth is the right order of things. Hallelujah. The right order of things is heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God wants man. God, when we say heaven and earth, we say it refers to God's plan, right? For Israel. God's plan for Israel. God's plan is in all the earth. And all the earth there refers to man. But God's plan is for all the earth to be his heaven. Hallelujah. All the earth to be his heaven. That's God's plan. Hallelujah. God wants the whole earth to be his dwelling place. So when you hear heaven and earth, I showed you. I'm just doing a recap for those who have not been around for the past four sessions. Now he said, when you hear the word heaven and earth, and I'm doing a recap so that we can flow together. Amen. So when you hear heaven and earth, is a temple language. Right? It's a temple language. That's what I said. It's the dwelling place. God and man. And so it's a temple language. So God wants the whole earth to be his temple. God wants the whole earth to be his temple. So Moses, knowing that God wants the whole earth to be his temple, meaning God wants to dwell in every man and with every man, right? He will not give them a temple to show what God is going to do with them and through them. With them, or what God is doing with them, that is, their gathering is his temple. Exodus chapter 25 verse 8. He said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst them. Did you see that? So that is what God is doing with them. He will dwell amongst them, and they have a task in all the earth to make the whole earth God's dwelling place. Hope you're hearing me. They have a task of making the whole earth God's dwelling place. I will say, how will they make that happen? We saw that, right? We've seen that in the course of this teaching by subduing. Right? We are not going that route today. Glory to God. Why? We saw all that, right? Right? Subduing. Clash of gods. We saw that. Okay. We have a focus today. Glory to God. So let's get back to temple. Let's get back to temple. A few things about temple. So Moses gave them the temple to show them what God is doing with them. Right? Right? And what God wants there to be. So heaven and earth was a reality in their world. The supernatural with them. Watch it. The supernatural with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we also have that today. Paul, now I want you to do this together. Look at what Paul has done in Ephesians 2 verse 8. Ephesians 2 quickly. We're here on Thursday. I think I should just take it off from here. Ephesians 2, 8. Here's what he said. I mean, did I say 8, 18? For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints. I mean, with the saints. We are fellow citizens. Did you see that? Now, what God is doing is his temple, his family. Now, we now call them down. Paul is looking at that and says, we are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. 20. And I build upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all building, fit is framed together, growing unto a holy temple in the Lord. He said, holy temple. That is to say, he calls our gathering in Christ temple. Amen. What is temple? Our gathering in Christ. Our gathering in Christ. What is our gathering in Christ? Every believer, right? Every man who is born again, that gathering in Christ is called temple. Right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he calls our physical gathering temple. He calls our physical gathering temple. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, he calls our bodies temple. He calls our bodies temple. In 2 Corinthians 6, he says he calls us the temple of the living God. That is 2 Corinthians 6:14 into 16. He calls us the temple. He said, what agreement as the temple of Christ with Belial, with idols rather, with idols. So that means we are the temple of Christ. Hallelujah. We are the temple of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This garden is God's temple. Right? And our garden in Christ is God's temple. We've agreed, right? We've agreed that, right? So can we go further now? Okay. So, So now the temple in the Old Testament books was where men gathered to experience God. Now, I would like to say the word public here. Now, you can look at their experiences in the gathering and the temple, and we can have similar experience today. We can have similar experience today. Hallelujah. Look at their experience. Now, remember, the temple Moses gave to them, right? Right? The temple Moses gave to them was pointing where? Pointing where? To their gathering. Did you see that? So they had encounters in their gathering. Now, even that temple, that was a figure, God still walked. They still had experiences with it in that temple. Amen. How much more was the temple pointed to? So I said something. I said, we had individual encounters, right? We had individual encounters in scriptures with the supernatural. Because when Moses says heaven and earth, he's also writing an experience. Amen. Amen. We're writing an experience. And I said, the believer must have, I don't want to use the word balance, I said that on Thursday. We must have the experience of both. Experience of, okay, we must have the both, which is the legal and the vital. You know the word so well. And then you can handle power. Amen. Because sometimes we can teach towards one side. You see, well, let's look at this, let's look at the word, and then we'll forget power. And some people, now, and I said, this is when the SU movement started, Scripture Union. Everybody was particular about right interpretation. Right interpretation. So, you know, some of the pastors going down a bit, just like, let's look at Scripture. What is he saying? What the pretext, post-text, in-text, after-text? Is this grace? No. Is this reading more than power? I said, what is it? Scripture. Amen. So, you know, had the rise of the charismatic and the Pentecostal. I like to use the Pentecostal better. The Pentecostal. Everyone just say, hey, let's do it, ba ba ba, bo bo bo. Everything, just having everything together. This guy that I asked you, I say, he's not scriptural. Did you see? Amen. Amen. But the believers should have books. Amen. Charismatic. Hallelujah. The word. Amen. Amen. Did every Kenyan will say there's the legal part and there's the vital part. Will you experience God's power? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is what you know for scripture. You now apply it to your life. You are now seeing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Baba, power days no mouth. Yeah? We will see some things and then we'll experience some things. Amen. Amen. Hope you will be. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So I said, we had individual experiences in scripture. We had Moses. Moses was in the burning bush. The forest. He was taking care of sheep. And then the bush was burning. Right? He saw a bush burning. But the bush wasn't burnt. So he turned and then he had an experience. Did you see that? Amen. We had individual experience. Adam had experience. Glory to God. But I said, the greatest experience, if you look at scriptures, is the experience of the gathering. Hallelujah. It's incomparable. Hallelujah. You could have individual experience, but you see that corporate experience. Amen. That is the greatest experience you see all through scripture. Hallelujah. I put like this, the greatest manifestation of the power of God is usually in the garden. Usually in the garden. I said that on Thursday. The greatest manifestation of God's power is usually in the garden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember one time like that. I was around 2007. We're having a teaching. we're having a meeting in one of our centers at Block S6. So, I think I've shared this with us before. And then, we're having, we're just on Romans 8:11. That same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, will give life to your mortal bodies. So, from there, we now started talking about the spirit lives in us, so we can experience God's power. We have God's power. The power of the risen Jesus is at work in us. So, as we're talking like that, my friend just came up to me. Right? We're just expressing power of God. Hallelujah. And then he walked out and said, Pastor, sir, see, my friend Otune, he said, can you look at this? And as he opened his scripture to show me, light shone in my eyes and I went up. Amen. Bah! Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I remember then people would gather outside their houses thinking they are watching. They thought it was on stage, but it wasn't. Glory to God. There was one big guy like that, bro, ready. Everyone was very big, bigger than all of us. We were all sure. Very big, bro. So he came for meeting, usually with us. So his tongue is like a sound of a rushing mighty wind. It was two times the size of this thing. You didn't know how big he was. He was huge. We had something that we call him the Goliath in our midst. So we're having a meeting. And then, I guess that meeting, can I still remember? Was it the hands that was laid on him or we held hands? No. We laid hands. Okay, there was one that we laid hands on him, but when we went. No one in the local tree fall. Boom! The next one he heard was his mother's voice from the house. Renio! Amen. You know, we do it outside. Hallelujah. And at that point, we held our hands. Because I said I felt the power burning in my hands. So we just held our hands. Me, my friends, and all of us, we just held our hands. I was just singing. I told my friend that the power of God is burning in my hands, but I wanted to pass around all of us. He said he was feeling it, so we held our hands, and everybody held their hands. We didn't tell them what was happening. We didn't tell anybody what was happening. We didn't tell anybody what was happening. So we just held our hands. And we just started singing, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love that cannot be broken. We didn't even know what we were singing, but we just sang that. We sang that song more than 20 times. We just kept singing it. Bind us together with love. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Everybody started shouting. Only me and him. We didn't tell them anything. But it was as if someone, when two people are holding their hands, I'm just going to share this and then we'll get back to the word. Just when two people are holding their hands, and as if a third hand is holding their hands and fire like there was a glue on everybody's hands. Everybody started shouting. Everybody started shouting. Went under the path. All of us, myself included, were all on the floor. So when we stood up, I was asking them, what happened? I knew and my friend knows. What happened? Everybody said, the first one was like fire burning their hand, like someone was holding their hand, like a third hand, and fire was burning. And that experience didn't stop in their life. All through that period where we were all together, I don't know about now. Hallelujah. We'll just stay and we'll come for meeting and everybody will just stay together. I feel a power burning in my hand. Everybody will say it together. Yeah, I feel it so strong. Okay. I was thinking the one, I said you can transfer it. Because I was sitting on one hand. I started transferring it. I said I can feel it on this other hand. I can feel it on my leg. I can feel it on my head. That means we can transfer it. Amen. So if we can transfer it, then we gotta transfer it. So everybody started having civilized spirits. When I got to meet, my eyes were burning. I said, look at my eyes. And I said, I looked at my eyes, their eyes started burning. It could be transferred. And it's the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, no, baby. It's the power of God. In the midst. Glory to God. My pastor shared something one time. He said they had a meeting. And they brought, they just planned for few people. But the people that came for the meeting were more. So they had Holy Ghost meetings. Like Holy Ghost meeting. And they came with a small cooler of rice. Small cooler. For the few people that were there, they don't know what the place was. But you know, they have such a Holy Ghost meeting that, okay, we're done. Let's share the food. Let's just share. Everybody ate to their satisfaction. And you think it's not found, God? Everybody ate to their satisfaction. What number? Even Garba will bounce on the food. And the food will finish on 2 spoons. You guys don't know. Amen. You guys think it's Dixon that will eat more. No, it's Garba that will eat more. Amen. If we bring 10 boku bread now, Garba will finish it within 10 seconds. You don't know? Including Kubi. I know them. If I'm eating bread and they come around, I'll just be thanking God. The Lord, let them not see me. God, they will bounce on it. Amen. I may be wondering, how come? Because I've not seen the other ministry there. Amen. Amen. God, it's just like, if you want to host Signet, just give him yam. Just give him a ban of yam. You will host him. He will eat nothing else. I'm telling your pastors, so you know. You go. I also heard that Victor Chris too can eat bread. He has a victory. I also heard that too. Glory to God. But let's get on tax. But the apostle doesn't eat, he fasts. That's not like it. Anyway, he doesn't eat, he fasts. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, they have such a wonderful set in the gathering. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's see some of their experience. And we can have such experiences today. You see, many times, what we've done is to reduce those experiences to symbols. You know, I told you, reductionism is not of God. When you reduce everything to symbol, you know, say, you know, some people have even reduced it, thinking Elijah's story and the prophet of Baal. They think it was just a story. It's not a story, oh. It's not a story. I shared it with us. The people of Baal, where they came to convert Elijah, that they are Baal. You know, when you are a local champion and you see the person you learn to walk from, you will bow. Amen. And then they said their gods will eat the sacrifice. That God cannot. Our God cannot. And they don't even know that the Psalm 32 says it was God that gave the nations of the world to supernatural beings. It was God that assigned it to them. Amen. Or Moshe was a drag with God. Amen. You know that? I shared it with us. I said, imagine you are eating and you are eating. You are 40 years and a child of 2 years walks up. I want to put her inside your meat. Come on. Even with the eye cell, the person will run away. Baal. The people of Baal. I told you that was a clash of God. The supremacy of God over every God in this world. Hallelujah. No God in this world is a creator. We only have one creator. Hallelujah. And that is the living God we serve. We only have one creator. Amen. So the power of God is incomparable with any other power in the world. If you cannot compare it, how can you compare it? So why should a believer be afraid of the devil? Why? Why? When the God you serve is the supreme. Amen. So the Baal guys, they put their idol, their sacrifice. They were now calling on Baal from morning to night for Baal to come and eat food, to come and take it. How? God is standing. You want to come and eat? Come now. You know that? You know, come and chop. Come and thank. God is standing. Oh yeah. It's now. Say you are bowed. Take. Hallelujah. But it was time for Elijah. Elijah said, pour water. Amen. Soak the wood, soak it. Pour any chemical, put anything you want to put on it, so that they cannot receive fire. Put it. Amen. Glory to God. This was a joke. You think it's a joke. Plus the water, plus the wood, plus the sacrifice, all were consumed. It is not fairy tale. It is our God. Hallelujah. It's not fairy tale. Sometimes we have so reduced it that it is not symbol. It is not. No, don't say that. Amen. There are things you shouldn't say. Don't be comfortable saying rubbish. It's not symbol. What is not symbol? Amen. Amen. You know, that was how we started. I said, don't reduce scripture to everything is symbolic. No. Amen. Were there symbols? Were there people with the expression? They were. But for you to not say everything is symbolic is a lie. Amen. Did they have real experience? They did. They did have experiences. Hallelujah. They had raw experiences. Big experiences. Hallelujah. So stop all those your symbol something. So I'm the one sitting. Like I said to you, follow me. Stay where I stay, right? Yes, those are people who just heard this say they wrote in symbols and the signs and the sign. Everything is sign. Everything is sign. Everything is sign. Cancel, sign, sign. It's not true. Amen. They had raw experience. Hallelujah. Exodus quickly. Let's get quickly to Exodus 13. Exodus 13. I don't want to talk much on this. I want to get into something else now. But look at Exodus 13, verse 21 to 22. And the Lord went before them by the day in a pillar of cloud and led them the way by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by there. So they had experience of fire in the night and cloud in the day. They saw it. Did that? They did what? They saw it in their garden as they were leaving Egypt. Amen. They have that experience. Pillar of cloud and fire. Amen. Amen. So when you see, when we sang that song, Samuel's visions, Moses encountered in the pillar of cloud and fire appeared as human, oh, only begotten, ever visible through your church. Hallelujah. So it was not a mere, no, they saw it. They saw fire. Fire was following them. Ha ha! Amen! I hope you can hear me. The pillar of fire was to give them light by night. Let me just saw fire, literally. Some people saw it, or everybody. They saw it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They saw it. Glory to God. They all saw it. In chapter 14, chapter 14, verse 17. Look at what that cloud and fire did. Verse 17 says, behold, I will harden the heart of Egypt, of the Egyptians, that they will fall, that they shall follow them, and I will get, okay, let's get to, verse 19. It says, and the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. Now the fire went in front of them. Now at that point, when the chariot of the Egyptians were come, the Egyptians, they saw the Egyptians coming, and they began to complain, hey Moses, they will kill us. So the angel of the Lord moved from the front, hallelujah, and went to the back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Went to the back. Look at what happened. Now it says, and the little road which was before them went, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood beside them, and stood behind them. And it became between the camp of the Egyptian and the camp of Israel. That it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gives light by night to those, to this. That, so that the one cannot come near the other all night. So at night, that same pillar that was giving the Israelites light by night, right? Was still giving them light. But to the Egyptian, it was utter darkness. They couldn't see. Hallelujah. It was utter darkness. The Israelites had light. They were in darkness. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Judgment for them. That was why they were so close to catching the Israelites, but they couldn't get them. They couldn't get them. Why? Because it was utter darkness. They were with chariots. The children of Israel were walking. They did that, but yet they couldn't catch them. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Amen, amen, and amen. 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 Glory to God. So that means they had sight and sound. They had sight. They saw things. Hallelujah. They saw things. This is sight, appearance. Sight. Let's look at something else. Let's look at another one. Hallelujah. We're getting there. This is what Paul will not explain as revelation gift, but we're getting there. Amen. Paul will explain it as revelation gift. We'll get to see. Even Peter too. He says, that's good for this which you now see and hear. That means in Acts 2 experience, they had things that they saw. Don't reduce Acts 2. You know, I said it was during last convention. That there's a way we've just played that experience to look at it. Last year's convention. That to look at it, it was just all symbols. No. No. They had the experience. And it was a rich experience. And you can put their experience side by side with the experience of the Old Testament book. So God did not change. Okay, hear me. God did not change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Paul will call the revelation gift. In fact, Paul will then also narrow it down to the gift of the discernment of spirits. We'll get there shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus 19. Get to Exodus 19. Exodus 19. Are you there? It says, and the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth from the land of Egypt, and the same day came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they departed to Rephidim, and they were come to the desert of Sinai, and they pitched in the wilderness, the Israel camp before the mount. Mount, supernatural place, right? Right? They camped around the mount. Is that a gathering? Is that a gathering around supernatural? Right? And I told you mount is used for heaven. Did I say that to us? Okay. Around the mount. And Moses went up to God. This is that way in the mount. So he went up to the mount. It means he went up into the supernatural. And the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, okay. Now, I want you to rush down to verse 16. I want you to see something. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud. Now, before then, God had said to him that there will be to him. Okay, let's read verse 4 first before we get up. And you have seen that what I did to the Egyptian, how I bear you on eagle wings and brought you to myself. And now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my commandment, ye shall be to me a peculiar treasure unto me for all people in the earth. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. Now, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come to unto thee in a thick cloud. God himself is saying, I will come to thee with it in a thick cloud. And the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the word to the people unto the Lord. I mean, told the words of the people unto the Lord. Now look at verse 6. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, when the thunders and lightnings and thick clouds came upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud. Right? And when the voice was exceedingly loud, so that all the people that were in the camp trembled, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Did you see that? And the smoke, therefore, ascended as the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Mount Sinai. Amen. Mount Sinai. God was there as a thing. Did few people see it, or everybody saw it? Everybody saw it. Where? In their garden. Hallelujah. In their garden. So they had such kind of experience. Hallelujah. They had such kind of rich experience. Rich experience. And they saw the glory of God as in a pillar of cloud. Sir, has it changed? Has it stopped? It has not stopped. But why hasn't people been saying it? Because one, it has not been properly explained. Two, so some people have stopped talking about it. So it now makes you think God has changed. No, God did not change. God wants you to still have those experiences. Amen. Amen. God wants you to have those, because all the experiences gives you boldness more. Amen. So the experiences are needed for the work of ministry. We'll see that not today, maybe after convention. I will take you through those. Why? But have the experience first. Amen. Amen. Have the experience first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then like somebody are teaching the word. But now say, all these things you are showing me, pretext, intent. Will they take me to heaven? Or God, know it first. Let me know the word first. Then we can now talk about the other part. Genesis, know the word first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to go to a place where you've not even known the word. Nonsense. Look at Exodus 40. I'm just being fast. Well, make sure everything I'm saying like this, I also bring them together. So the message that will minister at Glory Meeting, GMK, at GMK, let me do it like that. Make sure you get it on time and read time. But now ensure that after the meeting, we'll post it on the group. Now people will quickly listen to it. I will cement everything I'll be saying. Amen. Amen. But we'll see you on Thursday, right? Amen. We'll see you have experiences on Thursday. Before I go. Amen. We'll have today. We'll have on Thursday. Amen. Amen. And then, remember, it's a school. I'll teach you. There are some things I will teach you tonight, today, concerning Revelation D. But I'll be getting there. We're getting closer to it. Chapter 40. Verse 33. Exodus 40. 33. Amen. Amen. Are you there? Okay. For the 33. Look at the tabernacle of the 33. And the, now this one was on the tabernacle. And they read up the court about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Hallelujah! And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So Moses couldn't enter, like there was a suspension. Hallelujah! Sometimes you can be in such a place that you can't move. Sometimes you can't even mutter a word. That happened to me. You can't even mutter a word. They're trying to talk, and you can't say it. You are. Amen. You can't even mutter a word. You can't even move. Like you are. There's a suspension of your body. Amen. There's a suspension of your body. Moses had that experience. Look at First Chronicles. Similar experience again. Okay, Second Chronicles. Amen. Amen. So on the tabernacle that was teaching notes, Abi, say that is what we used to call it, teaching notes. Teaching notes. Say we used to call tabernacle symbol. Eh? Glory was on symbol to show you what what you have in the written. Amen. Teaching notes carry glory that was pointing to a greater gathering. How much more that gathering? Amen. If it could be on the tabernacle, much more is here. Hallelujah. Even on the tabernacle, he went. You read the next verse, he went out. He went away and Moses could. But here it is done forever. Hallelujah. But that means I'm going to show us too in the course of this teaching, not today, how to stir up this atmosphere. You can stir it up. Hallelujah. And it's not hard. I shared it to workers yesterday. You can stir up the atmosphere. Because the things of the Spirit are not a distance. They're not a distance. Because remember, in the third section, I showed you that you are spiritual. So that means these things are not alien to you. Amen. These things are not alien to you. Say they are not alien to me. I can experience God. Say I can experience God. See. Okay. Let's see something. Second Chronicles, quickly. Chapter 5. Second Chronicles chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a teaching note. How much more when Jesus now said in Matthew 18, just open to Second Chronicles 5. When Jesus now said in Matthew 18, where two or three, hallelujah, I gather together in my name. He said, there am I. Hallelujah. Are we two or three? Hallelujah. Where they are gathered together. And I'm in the gathering, Jesus is in our midst. Hallelujah. That means we can have similar experiences. Who was in their midst that I told you in the Old Testament? Who was in their midst? Who was in their midst? Eh? Who? God. Who was in their midst? Who was in their midst? God. Who was in their midst? Okay. You people have not listened to recent teaching. Who was in their midst? The Dabba Yahweh. Yahweh Yasha. It's God also. You are not wrong. But it's Yahweh Yasha. Jesus was in their midst. So when Jesus said, when two or three are gathered, they are mine in the midst of them, your mind goes back to the Exodus. Goes to go back. Ah! This is the Exodus God that has become a man. Hallelujah. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Anyway, I think Jesus is not God. That Jesus never said he's God. The person doesn't know. Oh, Moby. He doesn't know anything. When Jesus said, two or three are gathered, there am I. He didn't say there. He said, there am I in the midst of them. Hey, hey, hey. Shagava sasasati. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Verse 13. And it came to pass as a trumpet. Now, this is about the temple. The finishing of the temple. Dedication of the temple. When they're about to dedicate the temple. Verse 13. And it came to pass as a trumpet and a singer as one to make one sound to be heard in the prison and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpet, and cymbals and trumpets of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for his good and his mercies endure forever. Right? Then their house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14, let's read verse 14 together. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah! Did you see that? The priest couldn't minister. The priest was a shadow of the real priest. Hallelujah! They couldn't minister. I mean, they had that suspension. Hey! Glory to God! They had it! What more can I say? Look at these experiences. Look at these experiences. Raw one. Hallelujah. They saw fire. They seen cloud. One day like that, Elisha's servant was crying because they came to arrest Elisha. He was crying, "Master, hey, they have dealt with us. He that is with us, he that is with them is more than who they deal that are with us. So, hey, Daniel, you did not tell me that our community is. They killed us." And Elijah, and the prophet said to him, he said, "He that is with us is more than them." And he said, "Prophet, did you drink something, sir? Look at that guy. Look at God." Okay, let me say something recent. Look at AK-47. See that you are denying that. Deny this one. See that you are denying that God cannot collect AK-47 from somebody. You are foolish in your mind. Amen. You are foolish in your mind. They came with all their ammunition against the prophet. And what did he do? The Bible says the eyes of the servant was opened and he saw the host of the armies of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Come on now. Was it not people that came to arrest Elijah? And as they came with everything. Bazooka, everything. Bible says Elijah saw them and they were all blind. He led them all out. All of them, march them out. The generals and the generals. Oh yeah. Follow me. Blind men, let them out. You are belittling God. Nonsense. Let's not get into all those kind of talk. Remember, I sent you guys a voice note. Don't get involved in that rubbish talk. You should think far. You should know where they are going towards. Now I begin to doubt the supernatural. And this was happening around the time I want to teach the supernatural. This will bring. Amen. Amen. This will bring. Sharp, sharp. May I quickly do this is against what I want to teach. And this is what I want to. This is what I'm about to teach. The supernatural. I'm not looking at what the guy said, whether it's right or wrong. It's none of my business. Is it your choice? Was he talking to you? Umpire online. Do not mind your own church. Amen. Amen. Look at this experience. Put it together to act to experience. So, let's look at that act to experience. Let's look at it this morning. Act 2. It says, put it together. It says, suddenly, verse 2, there came a sound from heaven. Are we hearing sound of trumpet? Did you hear the sound like trumpet? Did you hear it on Mount Sinai? Sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire. That means there was fire. Amen. Amen. Did they experience fire like experience? Did they have fire like experience? Hallelujah. And he sat on all of them, meaning they all had similar experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can have experience. Party. Party. We will repeat some things. Now you have a glimpse of what happened yesterday. We repeat some things we did yesterday. But I was supposed to go further, but because some people were not here. So workers. So we go with that and then we'll go further from that. Amen. Amen. This is the first half of service. We're going to the second half. Amen. 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 That means we too can have this experience. Ask for. Bible says, when they gathered the place, it said the place where they were was shaking. The place was shaking. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. That means they had experience. The place was shaking. They had noise. Hallelujah. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Meaning, would they have the glory cloud experience? Amen. Would they have the glory cloud experience? Would they have the fire-like experience? Hallelujah. And what happened afterward? They spoke the word with boldness. We're going to deal with that not today. Amen. So God wants us to have this experience. So that you are not just a Christian, just knowing the word and you have not experienced God. What are you preaching? Amen. Amen. You know the kind of boldness you got. I remember then after that, we had one meeting like that. So we're going back home. Myself, Jeremiah of blessed memory, and Tunde. So we're going back home and we're just praying. So sometimes we can just be walking. We will not be talking anything to anybody. It just takes one person to start. And we didn't know we're having Holy Ghost meeting. Maybe on the road, though. Today I see people on the road, they are pressing phones. They are WhatsApping. Thank God I didn't have WhatsApp in those years. Amen. There was no WhatsApp in those years. Glory to God. Amen. There was not even Facebook. What we had then was Hi-Fi. You guys don't know that. Amen. And MySpace. That's what we had. So, and then we didn't have Android phones. That phone that you have to look for G. Once the G doesn't box, so we don't even bother sometimes. The G is not going to box now. So put it in our pocket. We're not looking for anything. Amen. What do I do online then? Just to download my pastor's picture, Kenneth Hagin's pictures. That's what I have. All through my phone. You will find my own picture. Just download it. Amen. Glory to God. But let's leave that. But truly, we just get on speaking in tongues. So we were done with meeting on one Friday, and we're just speaking in tongues and going home. And tell somebody to start. Maybe, how was meeting today? Oh, Zaka, Balaba, Shekede. And we're speaking in tongues. People sometimes used to just see us on the road and just go and say, these guys are here again. So we're not speaking in tongues. So we just, you know, we just finished the meeting. So we now saw someone whose car got spot on the road. At the middle of the road, I can still explain that if you're on base between Q20 and P block, this is Q20, right? Or Q10. No, Q10. And just around that bus stop, at the middle, in the night. So I was just praying to us, and Jeremiah just told us, sir, that he's late to go and lay hands on that car and the car will. I told him, Jeremiah, hey, you just, this is no Holy Ghost now. Amen? So, today said, well, we'll be here waiting. So he went. And we stood just beside, and we just kept speaking in tongues. And just when they just did like this, no boldness. He just did like this on the car. The guys were surprised. He said, don't worry. He just touched. He didn't lose anything, though. Just touched. They said, go and start the car. Boom, the car started. He came back. He said, man of God. He came back. I said, ah, this man of God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Mine is that boldness for me. We were still being men of God things. Amen. The man went to his family at M9. He entered it because then I taught him how to do evangelism, not evangelism, going around, and we were entering houses to do evangelism. So I taught him. So he went to a particular family. They were Catholics. He entered there, and all of them in less than 30 minutes spoke in tongues, plus father and mother. Ah! Such kind of meetings. After such kind of meeting, you are bold. Because you've seen it. Not you are going for evangelism. You have opportunity to lay hands. You are holding the hands. What if it doesn't work? When you have seen it. When you have experienced God. Hallelujah. Who are you hearing me? Amen. So we can have such experiences here. And how do you get into those things? How do you get into it? Sometimes I showed us that sometimes by laying on of hands. But I think I've done that too much over the years. I want to teach people how to get into the flow. Amen. Amen. You can lay hands and then people get into the flow. I do that often. Just lay hands. Just lay hands. I always say that to us. Sometimes I won't even tell people that what I'm doing is laying on of hands. I'll just touch you. I know what I'm doing. You don't know. I know what I'm doing. I know when I touch you, I'm transmitting the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I know what I'm doing. I remember one time that, how many of you could remember, I was telling people that I feel power, the power of God like fire, and I say, come, I'll touch and you feel the power. How many of you can remember that? Yes, but some people that I touch started having the power in such dimensions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we can get into the flow. We can get into the flow. How? You can use your words. The things of the Spirit are not far from me. They are things of my Spirit. So, I get them on. I get them on. I'll be bold. I'll see as I ought to see. Have experiences. Reach with the Spirit of God. Right here, right now, I get into that flow. I get into the flow of the Spirit of God in this place. In this place. In this place. Amen. 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 God's power is here. Sometimes you get it up by songs. I'm not dealing with songs this year, but you get it up by songs. Singing the right songs, not piano. Some people will just carry away by that is nonsense. And then the wordings. Hallelujah. Is it Samuel's visions? Moses encounter him. There's a song. Resting through your son. I say, Lord, you're resting here. There's resting in your church. This is your church. I'm resting here and I have encounters with you here and now. My eyes are open. Hallelujah. And then, in such kind of meetings like this, you speak in tongues under your breath. You speak in tongues under your breath. Let's speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. You begin to have such experiences. Fire-like experience. That's what I mean. We can have fire-like experience. Fire-like experience. Someone say, oh, I feel like cold sensation. That is it. I'm feeling like fire. That is it. Electric. That is it! That is it. Pause it now. Now, Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12. Look at what Paul will say. We'll get to this, and then after this section, we'll look at revelation gift immediately. Amen. Let's say this. So, chapter 12, it says, wherefore, verse 3, it says, wherefore, I give it to understand, and no man speaking by the Spirit of God, calling Jesus a cause, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord, and say by the Holy Ghost. So there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, right? There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. He said, there are diversities of operation, but the same God that worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. That means the manifestation of the Spirit is for every man to profit for our common good. I should explain that to you, right? Right? Have we received the manifestation of the Spirit? Have we? Hallelujah. It's given to every man to profit. To profit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he went ahead to list the nine manifestations of the Spirit through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 9. It said, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing,
by the same Spirit. He said to another, the workers of miracles, to another, prophets, to another, discerning of spirit. Discerning of spirit. Hallelujah. Discerning of spirit. Now, discerning of spirit is not discernment, it's discerning of spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the sign of spirit deals with having the ability to know. Sometimes to discern symbols, sometimes signs. Right? You have those signs. Now, it's not for discerning evil spirits. Some people have not narrowed it to one end. No. It's a sign of spirit. Right? Spiritual entities are around. Amen. Or spiritual entities around and within. Amen. Amen. So, one way you discern spiritual entities, like I said, is a gift of God's Spirit. I'm going to explain it after this session. So, I'm just being careful. I don't say some things I'm not going to say now. Amen. Amen. Spiritual entities. Like, in Mount Sinai, did they see God face to face? Did they see God face to face? No. What they saw was the pillar of cloud and fire. Did they see that? Did they see that? There was no facial scene. They saw pillar of cloud. And then the Lord spoke to them. Did they see that? Amen. But they discerned. That discernment, you know that. Now that element, right? In the tabernacle, what they saw was a pillar of cloud, and they couldn't enter to minister. Did you see that? Amen. They said, oh, God is here. Hope you can follow me. They could discern, oh, a pillar of cloud to show that God is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is here. And we can discern that too. Hallelujah. We can discern that too. Glory to God. Well, whether you don't see it or feel it, you know that God is here. Because his word has told you where two or three are gathered. He said what? He's here in our midst. So that means I should and I can discern it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues under your breath. You can put down your Bible. You speak in tongues under your breath. Your eyes can be open. Not just sometimes feeling it alone. Your eyes can be opened to see. Sometimes you can be able to see angels, beings.